Welcome back to Know It All, the podcast that tries to make sense of, well, everything. I'm Madeline, and today we're diving into one of the most mind-bending corners of science, particle physics, the study of the tiniest building blocks of the universe. Now, before you hit pause thinking, ugh, subatomic particles, I didn't sign up for math trauma, don't worry, no equations here. Think of this as a story about the universe's smallest characters, their strangest rules, and how they keep reality from falling apart. Let's start with what everything is made of. You, me, the stars, your phone battery that dies at 20% for no reason, it all comes down to particles. For a long time, scientists thought atoms were the smallest things. Then they realized atoms have parts: protons, neutrons, and electrons. And just when they thought those were the smallest, along came the 20th century saying, actually, plot twist. Protons and neutrons aren't fundamental. They're made up of quarks, six kinds with names that sound like a Marvel team: up, down, charm, strange, top, and bottom. Then there are the leptons, a family that includes the electron and its more chaotic cousins, the muon and tau. And finally, the messengers, force-carrying particles like photons for light and electromagnetism, gluons, which literally glue atomic nuclei together, and the famous Higgs boson, the one that gives mass to other particles. Altogether, this cosmic zoo is organized in a chart called the Standard Model, basically the particle physicist's periodic table, but with 1,000% more existential dread. Here's where it gets fun, though, and a little bit confusing. Down in the quantum world, the rules of reality break. Particles can be in two places at once. They can vanish and reappear. They can act like waves, literally spread out over space until you look at them, and suddenly they snap into one place like they just got caught doing something embarrassing. This is quantum mechanics, and it's not just theoretical. It's the reason your computer works, your phone stores data, and MRI scanners can see inside your brain. Einstein famously hated this uncertainty. He said, "God does not play dice with the universe." But quantum physics just shrugged and said, maybe he does. Maybe he rolls 12 dice at once and every outcome happens in a parallel universe. Okay, so how do we even study particles this small? Well, we do so with giant machines. The most famous is the Large Hadron Collider, a 17-mile ring buried under the French-Swiss border. Scientists there smash particles together at nearly the speed of light to see what falls out, kind of like breaking open a cosmic pinata. That's where the Higgs boson was discovered in 2012. People called it the God particle, but physicists hate that name. It's not divine, just elusive. Its discovery confirmed a key piece of the Standard Model, that particles get mass by interacting with the Higgs field, an invisible energy field filling all space. But even with that win, the universe still won't give up all its secrets. What's dark matter, which makes up 27% of the cosmos? Why is gravity so much weaker than other forces? And what exactly happened in those first billionths of a second after the Big Bang? Particle physics doesn't have all the answers, but it keeps asking the right questions. You might be wondering, why should we care about quarks and gluons if we can't even see them? Well, because particle physics isn't just about tiny things, it's about understanding everything. It tells us why the universe has structure, why matter doesn't just dissolve into energy, and why we even exist at all. Every advance in particle physics, from quantum theory to the Higgs boson, has led to real-world breakthroughs. Transistors, lasers, GPS, even the World Wide Web. The deeper we dig into the small, the more we shape the big. So next time you look at the night sky, remember, the same particles that make up the stars are buzzing inside you right now, following the same weird, beautiful rules. Thanks for listening to Know It All. I'm Madeline, and even though we can't see the particles, we can still feel our story humming through everything.